Here we go. It is our number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And Rangers baseball is coming up at 6:30. Let's find out more about your baseball team here with Woolchuck's Proper Round Tripper, Zach.
Let's do it right after this.
You don't know how to play first base.
Scott? That's right.
It's not that hard, Scott. Tell him, Wash.
It's incredibly hard.
There's no crying in baseball!
You play ball like a girl!
Hey, if for those that don't know, life-changing, the Tommy John underwear.
Could tie it with one swing. High drive! It's tied!
Woo! And it will be Jockey Jock Peterson leading off again, DHing against Arrigetti, the righty, for the Houston Astros. And boy, has Jock been on fire. You just look at his numbers right now, quietly just having a very big bounce-back season. He's batting .361, .791 OPS, much better than last season's on-base percentage of .285 and a .614 OPS. I mean, this month alone in May, he's been absolutely crushing it. So hopefully after a two-home run performance, the first multi-home run game performance since 2023 for Jock Peterson, he can carry that over and continue that success. Now, a bit of a surprise, Alejandro Osuna moved up to the two spot in the lineup, and you do have Nicky Lopez for the second straight night. Will be playing second and batting ninth. Ezekiel Duran returns at shortstop. He will be batting seventh in the order. He had a bit of an illness last night, but he is good to go. And speaking of illnesses, we did see Josh Smith back at the ballpark today and said that he's feeling good, but right now he's got to kind of get back in the swing of things, so not sure when we'll see Josh Smith. But Smitty, good that he's out of the hospital, back on his feet, and back with the club. So great news there overall for him. Cody Freeman also activated. So he's a guy that could be coming back very, very soon, and he's been playing well there. Had that Double-A Frisco nod last week, has been with Triple-A. Cody Freeman might be another guy that can continue to come back up. Gave the team quite a bit of a spark last year. Can he continue to do that this season, given his opportunity? Holy smokes, guys, Shohei Ohtani did it again.
That was pretty cool.
Hits another leadoff home run and then continues to just be an absolute star on the mound. And he ends up having, he's got a 0.82 ERA. He's continuing the sub-1 ERA overall. He gives up just one run and six no-hit innings to put his ERA down to that 0.82 mark. And yet, in the wake of that, he gives up four walks, and he gets one hit by pitch. And overall, the efficiency, he was bummed about. He said, of course, you want to avoid the hits. But the result of that was a lot of walks today. That's something that I just don't really want to do. So despite, like, flirting with a no-no, just being an absolute star, having a sub-1 ERA, hitting another home run, he's still just, like, upset with his performance. Just an absolute freak.
Yeah, that is crazy how, you know, I guess he's moving the goalposts on himself. I don't think that's healthy.
No, it's probably not.
You just say that.
But maybe that's how you stay great like that. I mean, you're never satisfied. It does seem to be something that would just drive you mentally crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, this guy's just wired a little bit differently. Dissatisfied despite a no-hit bid and a home run. What an absolute freak.
His ERA is the ninth lowest ERA entering June since earned runs became official in both leagues in 1913.
What an absolute savage.
Wow.
Just that's the third time that he's pitched in a game and hit a leadoff homer.
Yeah, and one was like a couple weeks ago. So absolutely crazy.
Yeah, Van Pelt was saying last night, he was comparing him to the Fernando Valenzuela legendary season, like captured the country in 83.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what basically he's doing off the mound right now.
Yeah. I mean,
his ERA was under one
it's
for
crazy.
Like most of the summer.
And is this going to be sustainable? Probably not, but it is still unbelievable that he's got this even right now. Now, you do have Christopher Sanchez, who's also doing unbelievable things.
Yeah.
He broke Grover Alexander's franchise record. Right? Yeah, that stood for 115 years. Yeah. He was brilliant. One of the best stretches of pitching we've seen. Longest single-season scoreless streak in the live ball era. Right now, he's seventh on the list all time. He's got 44 and two-thirds active innings of scoreless baseball. If he can get over the 45 mark, he'll move into the sixth spot. He's trying to chase down Oral Hershiser with 59 innings of scoreless run ball.
I think he broke Don Drysdale's record.
Did he?
Yeah, it was Dodger. Yeah, he did. Dodger,
yeah,
Dodger,
Oral did. Yeah. Yeah, and then Bob Gibson was at 47.
Yeah.
I think he can definitely, I mean, Bob Gibson would be third on the list. I think he has a good chance to get to that.
I think
we'll
Bob
see.
Gibson that time had a 1.12 ERA.
Unbelievable.
Hershiser was unbelievable that year.
Oh, Hershiser was great. Yeah,
there was no
was
beating.
Was that 88?
Yeah, that, the year they won it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There was no beating that A's team, right? And that A's team the next year destroyed the Giants in the 89 World Series. Jeez. But that year against the Dodgers, Hershiser was just
unhittable.
He just
put the team on his back.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
Kurt Gibson.
This month, five starts, 39 innings, 45 Ks to just three walks and no runs. By holding the opposition scoreless for an entire month, he's now joined Hershiser as the only true starters in the history of the sport to record a full scoreless month. Now, Hershiser did do it in more innings, and that was in September, but he had fewer strikeouts and he had more walks. So 34 strikeouts to Sanchez's 45, nine walks to Sanchez's three. Five straight scoreless starts for Sanchez. He's just the sixth player to do that behind Hershiser, Drysdale, Webb, Bob Gibson, and Doc White, who did it in 1904. The 45 strikeouts to no runs is unbelievable. Only other pitcher to do that with at least 45 strikeouts, no runs over any span of five starts was 2018 Chris Sale with the Boston Red Sox. So he's certainly putting himself in the Cy Young conversation, and the Phils needed it. I mean, after a really bad start, Don Mattingly and the Phillies now are looking around like, whoo-hoo. We got ourselves a ball club now, boys. Bleacher Report redrafted the 2019 MLB draft. Now, this was the draft class in which the Rangers were holding the eighth overall pick, and they took, out of Texas Tech, third baseman Josh Young. Now, in a redraft, would they still take Josh Young? Number one overall, you have the Baltimore Orioles on the board. They took Adley Rutschman. In this scenario, they don't. They take Bobby Witt Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And in hindsight, it's like, why the hell didn't they tank Bobby Witt Jr.? You know, but they didn't. They took
Hard
Adley
to tell. Rush. Have something to do with money?
Probably. A lot of it does. Kansas City, then in a redraft, because Bobby Witt Jr. is off the board, takes Gunnar Henderson, shortstop. Then third overall, White Sox take Corbin Carroll, who's had a heck of a career.
Their
original
what a draft.
Pick was Andrew Vaughn. Yeah, this was loaded. The Miami Marlins take outfielder Michael Harris II. Who's been brilliant with the Braves. He was originally number 98 overall in that draft class. The Tigers take C.J. Abrams. They originally took Riley Green, and Riley Green's still been good, but Abrams clearly is looking like he could be a much better player. The San Diego Padres take Shea Langeliers, who ended up going ninth overall in that
Ranger,
draft.
He's a Ranger killer.
He is. The Cincinnati Reds then go with Riley Green. They took Nick Lodolo, the lefty pitcher, who is not really panned out. He flashed a little bit, but he has topped 150 innings pitched just once. And the Rangers, instead of Josh Young, they take Hunter Brown, right-handed pitcher, who was originally taken
Astros?
166 overall, yes, by the Houston Astros, finished third in the AL Cy Young voting, and had a 2.43 ERA with a 206 strikeouts. Now, Young, not bad. And in the redraft here, does Josh Young still go in the first round? He does, 13 overall to the Minnesota Twins, but I get it. And if you weren't going to take Brown, I think George Kirby would be a pretty good consolation as well, who goes ninth in this redraft. I mean, there's a couple of really good pitchers. But this 2019 draft class, this is looking like an all-time draft class, potentially, with some of the names in here. And a lot of guys that were taken pretty low, like Kirby went 20 overall. In a redraft, he's going nine. So that 2019 class, damn, really, really freaking good.
Well, thank you, old Chuck.
Thank you.
Proper Round Tripper is in the books, and we're now 20 minutes from the Rangers pregame show. I'll get you some Rangers keys to victory and hand it off coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Rangers and Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you for making us part of your day. We have Rangers pregame coming up here at 6:30 on your home of the Rangers. How about some keys to victory? I think I pretty much nailed it last night. You know, the keys to victory, that kind of got off to a slow start, but it hit its stride last night when I told the Rangers at this time to consider heavily walking Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah.
They get to 3-0 last night. Skip should have sent in the sign. Like, okay, let's not tempt this. You know, he was looking for his fifth home run of the series, and he hit it. And tonight, I mean, if he hits two more, he'll tie the MLB record likely. Sands is doing a little bit of research right now to see how many Yordan would have to hit tonight. Although Evaldi's on the hill, highly unlikely.
in order to set the record. But he's got like superstar Chris Davis energy. That's what you're looking at right now. The superstar version of Chris Davis. He owns the Rangers, and he's one of the best, most feared hitters in the land. So how do you beat him? We'll get to that here in just a second. How about 6 seconds on soccer? Messi confirmed to be back for Argentina. He'll lead them in a record 6th World Cup this summer. He is 38 years old. 41-year-old Ronaldo going to play for Portugal as well, and they will simultaneously break the record for the most World Cups ever played.
And Neymar's in the lineup, too, for Brazil. For Brazil, yeah, he got selected.
Nice. Yeah. It'll be good to see him. He's playing for his childhood team. He went back to Brazil to play in the Pro League for the team that he grew up playing for. Evo dialed. That's the biggest key here, giving up 4 runs in his last 4 starts combined. Evo is very much still in his prime, apparently, and playing some of his best baseball. Key number 2. Somebody other than Jock has to produce.
Last night, hear you say that, right?
last night, dude had half of the team's hits.
I think all the runs.
Yeah, and 2 bombs. I mean, it is amazing to see what Jock Peterson is doing, and you know, hopefully, he can get some more help tonight. My bet would be on Berger. He is in the 5 hole. It's Osuna. Peterson, Osuna, Nimmo, Young, Carter, Berger, Duran, Higashioka, and Lopez. Lopez, the new second baseman that they added yesterday. But I think the biggest key is figuring out Arrigetti. And my thing would be right now, we got to call BS on this dude actually being this great. Like, I could see jumping up and being better, but he has really struggled his first 2 years. And looking at his baseball savant numbers, he doesn't get much chase. He doesn't get much whiff. And he's walking a lot of guys. 25 walks in 7 starts for Spencer Arrigetti.
Okay.
So I would say take your free passes and stay away from his curveball, which has been absolutely lights out. The ERA on his curveball, I think, is the batting average on his curveball is in the low ones.
Wow.
Right now.
That's a nasty pitch.
So. And he throws like 35% of the time, so you really can't sit on his fastball. But he used to throw 97, 98 and try to overpower hitters, and he just totally remade. And I think it's throwing guys off. But eventually, Arrigetti's going to come back to earth, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's tonight against this desperate Rangers team.
Very desperate.
That's probably looking to gamify their approach, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, they just saw him a week ago. Like, I would think that would hopefully benefit your hitters. Like, you just saw him.
Yeah.
Right? What's he going to do to tweak it up this time? I don't think he's got a whole lot left in the bag.
I'm willing to strike out looking tonight. I'm going. That's my plan.
Go after him.
You
want to be aggressive.
You want to be aggressive against this guy? No, I want to be extra patient.
You want to just go ahead and get your free passes.
We want to get ahead of the count and force the fastball.
The thing is, once they're on the base, they need to start to run a little bit. Let's get Evan Carter going. Last night was annoying watching him. Osuna can run. I think Josh Young might have a little bit in his bag, but certainly if Nicky Lopez can get on base, which is a big if, that's a guy that you want.
All righty, Spurs going to host the Thunder coming up at 7:30. San Antonio, healthy 3.5-point favorite. Are they going to... They're going to get it done. Are we going to get a game 7, boys? Or
I'm hoping for it. I'm taking San Antonio.
I'm going to take Wemby and company.
It seems like he should have a 40-20 game tonight, doesn't it?
Go out there and make
have
history.
A monster performance.
It'll be a 50-30. What do you say?
But I'll take a San Antonio loss if it means we get Sweeney quicker.
Well, I think quicker. Okay.
Yeah, I hear you.
There you go.
Isn't it? Yeah, that's a good point.
It's probably just an extra 2 days, you know?
Isn't it the thing where the best players, when they have a bad game, they're going to come back and make a point to absolutely crush?
I think that's true.
And Wimby's there. You know, Wimby has already arrived at that point in his career, even though he's a young big man. And the crazy thing that doesn't get talked about enough with him is just how much he's broken the trend of big man taking like 4 or 5 years to become dominant.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to go back to the 70s and find guys that spent 4 years in college to find big men who arrive and are fully built out. You know, he's quite a talent.
That dude.
I wouldn't be surprised if they win 2 in a row and they go to the finals because of how good he is. But, man, OKC is just an absolute machine. Okay. Well, thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and 635. Thanks to everybody out there in the audience who's tuned in for the entire journey, 4.5 of sports. We'll do it again tomorrow as the Rangers gets set to take on the Royals tomorrow night at 6:30. We'll have 4.5 hours of sports. Eric Nadel is going to join you for his 440 hit, leading right into what you're drinking and what you're thinking. Thanks to Woolchuck and Schiafalo, and of course, Brian Broaddus, the former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champion. Krusty's Corner every afternoon at 3:40, giving you the very latest after the Cowboys news of the evening. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan.